In April 2023, a conflict between the Sudanese armed forces and paramilitary rapid support forces erupted into a war that has been ongoing ever since. Over 6 million people have been displaced and thousands have been killed. Welcome to The Crisis Room, a podcast from Human Angle. I'm your host, Sabiga. In this podcast, we look at crisis trends across the continent and ask the tough questions. Today, we're speaking with Mahdi Garba, a humanitarian reporter at Human Angle, who will share some updates regarding the crisis in Sudan. Thank you for joining us, Mahdi.
Thank you, Sabiga. Thank you for having me.
So, how far can you assess the humanitarian intervention in Sudan?
Well, the humanitarian intervention, honestly, is presently low at this point because the gap is very wide between what the humanitarian actors are doing and the situation that people are in. There is a need to scale up this because, as you know, the crisis started in mid-April this year. So it started in Khartoum between rapid support forces and Sudanese armed forces, that's the SDF. So when it started, it was just like a crisis only in Khartoum. So as we all know, like more than two decades ago, there is that ethnic crisis in Darfur, especially West Darfur in Sudan. So the crisis in Khartoum, the crisis in Khartoum, it kind of escalated to Darfur. So that's why you see many people from Darfur running to fleeing to other parts of the world, maybe South Sudan. You can see that South Sudan is also not stable, but people in Darfur felt that these countries like Chad that are not even too stable. They are all battling their own. They are all having their own humanitarian issues. But they prefer to go to run to these places. So you can see the damage, the level of this crisis to the extent. And the Khartoum, you know, is the capital of this country. So far, like almost everything has moved to Port Sudan, like. You can see that if not for Port Sudan, you can see that the country doesn't have a capital right now. So that's the thing. And in terms of if you are going to assess what if we are going to elaborate on this gap, you will see that the gap is too wide, as I mentioned. Like people from all the 18 states in this country have been displaced, like from South Sudan, River Nile, East Darfur, Nitwa, and other states in the country have been displaced. Because recently I saw a statistic by International Organization for Migration saying that at least 66% 66% of the people that are displaced across these states are from Khartoum. So you can see that people are running from Khartoum to other parts of the other states of the country, while others are running like from the country outside the country to countries like Chad, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and even Egypt.
Do you think the world is doing enough about the crisis, or does more need to be done?
Well, I think the world is the world is trying, but it's not doing enough, because this crisis came at a time where there is a global crisis, many countries, especially in Africa, are battling with issues, security issues, as a result of environmental issues, climate change, and other stuffs. So the world is looking elsewhere. The world is looking at places like Ukraine. The Ukraine-Russia war is happening, and there is also the Gaza-Palestine thing. The Palestine-Israel rift we are seeing right now. So you can see. So the world is looking elsewhere. So there is a humanitarian crisis in Sudan, but the world, the world is always looking elsewhere when it comes to African issues. Like when it's Africa, people don't even talk about it, because there are many people in the world right now that don't even know something is happening in Sudan. You understand? Because there's Africa, and there are so many humanitarian issues that happened as a result of climate, this thing that I mentioned, issues like Libya, Morocco, and other environmental issues that we are still, that the world is, that the humanitarian network is trying to intervene. So I think the most important thing right now is the donor countries. These countries, the big donor countries, the countries that donate more at the UN, should do more by scale, so that the UN and other international non-governmental organizations can also come to the rescue of these people. Because recently the United Nations, despite the number of refugees in Chad that are crossing from Sudan, which is more than a million of them, the UN is saying that they don't have money now, and in the next 6 months, if care is not taken, maybe they will just have to withdraw their operation as a result of lack of funds. So countries need to do more and come to the rescue of these countries, come to the rescue of Sudan in particular.
Well, women and children are the most vulnerable in every crisis. What is the situation of women and children in Sudan right now with the region conflict?
Well, so far in Sudan, the situation of women and children is not a good sight for the eye, because recently there have been in Darfur alone we have seen cases of 3,000, at least 3,000 allegations of severe child violations, and for women, more than 48% of reported sexual violence cases in Sudan have occurred, like in Darfur, that Darfur region that I've been emphasizing on. So like, these people, or these non-state actors, violate don't only kill, but violate women and children, sometimes sexually, and this thing, as you can see in the figures. So the situation is not a good sight, and also in terms of children, we have seen an increase of diseases like diarrhea, cholera, the measles, malaria, among others. So especially among children. So this recently, there was a press briefing I attended by MSF, where it mentioned that at least the health sector of the country, like, it's on the verge of broken down. So like, if the war continues, like, we hope, despite that we don't pray for that, but if it continues, many hospitals will just continue to shut down. And also there are no tools for the medical workers to come to the aid or to save the lives of the people, the casualties that are always coming to these facilities.
So if the crisis continues, what would the humanitarian situation look like?
Well, despite that we don't pray for this to continue, we hope, like, we have seen several interventions by the United States, by Saudi Arabia, in order to put an end to the crisis, or at least to save the humanitarian, or to at least respect the two parties, that's the RSF and SAF, to respect the international humanitarian law. But despite these efforts, like, all these parties have signed, but they are not doing anything in regards to it. Like, civilians are being killed every day, and so far at least 6.3 million people have fled their homes, and there are at least 3.7 million people that are internally displaced, that's across Sudan. Yeah. So, and more than 10,000 people have been killed so far, like, since April. So you can see how the Eastern, and if you notice, before we were recording the deaths in hundreds, like, in tens, in hundreds, and now we are recording it. It's just like 8 months into the war, and we are recording it in we are recording the deaths in thousands and all those things. So I just hope it doesn't escalate. I hope I hope RSF and SAF will respect these humanitarian laws, and try as much to save the lives of these people.
Thank you, Mahdi, for joining us and for your insight into the crisis in Sudan.
Thank you for having me, Sabika.
This is an episode of Human Angle Crisis Room. Thank you for listening. Join us in 2 weeks for another episode. The production team is Sabika Bello, Mahdi Garba, and Usman Abbazanna. The executive producer is Ahmed Zalkida.